For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. A Hilton Head ferry leaves the dock, filled with families, packing coolers, towels, and beach chairs.
Is this your return ticket? You're coming back today?
Yes. Many day trippers, eager for the ride to a remote island. An hour later, we arrive at Dufusky Island. Most scramble to rent golf carts. There are few paved roads.
There's like a lot of history, there's a lot of mystery, there's a lot of natural beauty.
My ride is local.
It's something to do for a lot of folks with their families that are... Hi, Betty.
Erica Veit has plenty to do, tending to her horses. Her barn, modest, with a surfboard sign and donation jar outside. Next to the island's only gas pump, she hopes to harness tourists.
And they look across and they see horses, and then they look closer and they say, what the heck is a marsh tacky?
Erica is the founder and director of the Dufusky Island Marsh Tacky Society.
Technically, the marsh tacky, it's a unique breed of colonial Spanish Mustang, native to South Carolina.
The horses used to run wild on Dufusky Island, named for the marshes they roamed, and tacky, an old-fashioned word meaning common. Marsh tackies were so common at one time, almost every coastal family had one. Now there are only 400 left in the world.
This is Lowther's Lucero, Louie for short.
Including Erica's 3-year-old stallion, Louie, with sly eyes and a curious nose.
Hi. He's just sniffing. He's saying hello.
As she takes him out, Erica explains how the breed was brought from Spain during the 1500s. Smaller, hardy horses that could survive on little food during that cross-Atlantic journey. They were basically isolated on barrier islands for hundreds of years. They didn't crossbreed.
And so the horses are like a genetic treasure chest.
These little gems are also significant to South Carolina's military history. They've been named the State Heritage Horse. But as we try to saddle that part of the story, rain moves in. Inside, Louie gets a good brushing. And visitors drop by.
Yeah, come on in. It's so nice to meet you.
Erica tells them about her mission, to save the horses on their native island. And then, that history.
His nickname was the Swamp Fox.
General Francis Marion rode marsh tackies during the American Revolution. They may be Mustangs, but ride like Jeeps. The smaller, sure-footed horses easily outmaneuvered larger European thoroughbreds in boggy swamps. They even have a unique gait named the Swamp Fox Trot. Down the road, in another field, courtesy of that sly-eyed Louie.
This is the location where the first marsh tacky babies on Dufusky in a couple of decades were born.
Two foals, Mateo and Estelita, now 8 months old. The first since the 1980s, when development drove the once wild horses away.
Hi, baby.
Erica now has 7 marsh tackies and plans for a museum. It's tough work raising horses on an island, getting food from a barge. But like the marsh tacky, the girl who grew up crazy about horses is determined, strong-willed.
Yeah, they're worth saving. This is a service to future generations.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. The story was produced in part by Laura Hunsberger. For more on the story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org.